The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
One of life's greatest mysteries may be hidden away on your bookshelf. You probably own a copy of this mysterious book, but few bother to read it. They can't seem to understand it. What mysterious book is this? It's the book of Revelation in your Bible. But you can unlock the book of Revelation and its mystery. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world.
This week, Richard Ames explains the key to unlocking the book of Revelation. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. One of the greatest books ever written is a mystery to most people. Even many Christians don't bother to read it because they feel they can't make any sense of it. That book is the book of Revelation or the Apocalypse in your Bible. The Bible itself can be called the greatest book ever written, but the book of Revelation or the Apocalypse is itself a book. Why is it one of the greatest books ever written? Because, number one, it is the revelation of Jesus Christ to his servants. And number two, it reveals the ultimate chapter in the history of humanity. It reveals the ultimate destiny and purpose of mankind. It reveals the good news that seemingly overwhelming forces of evil will be vanquished and conquered by the omnipotent divine forces of good. It's an incredible tragedy that humanity as a whole is ignorant of one of the greatest books ever written. But God has deliberately hidden the deep meaning of this mysterious book from those who are spiritually blinded, and that means most of the world. Even the famous Bible commentator, Adam Clark, found difficulty in making any sense of Revelation. He wrote, quote, "I had resolved for a considerable time not to meddle with this book, because I foresaw that I could produce nothing satisfactory on it." End of quote. Well, you can understand the book of Revelation. There are many different and unusual symbols in the Apocalypse, but there are several principles that will help you to understand it. One principle is that the Bible interprets the Bible. Listen to this comment from the NIV Study Bible. "Revelation is apocalyptic, a kind of writing that is highly symbolic. Although its visions often seem bizarre to the Western reader, fortunately the book provides a number of clues for its own interpretation. For example, stars are angels, lampstands are churches in Revelation 1, verse 20. The great prostitute in Revelation 17, verse 1 is Babylon, or could it be Rome?" Another principle for understanding the book of Revelation is to understand its source. Notice Revelation 1 and verse 1. "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw." Since Jesus is the revelator, we can expect that he himself will reveal some of the mysteries and symbolism of this book. God's purpose through Jesus Christ is to reveal to us future events. Notice that this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, not that of St. John the Divine, as some Bibles title the book. What then is the purpose of Jesus' revelation? Verse 1, "to show his servants things which must shortly take place." The purpose of the book is not to hide the truth, but to reveal events leading up to the return of Christ. In fact, the word apocalypse comes from the Greek apokalypsis, which means uncovering or unveiling. You need to know what those prophesied events are. Notice later on in verse 7, the focal point is Christ's return to the earth. "Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen." The Apostle John wrote down the inspired words of God. He was exiled to the island of Patmos off the southwest coast of Turkey in the Aegean Sea. The island was used as a Roman penal colony in the first century. John writes in Revelation 1 and verse 9, "I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ." Most scholars set the time of John's writing as the end of the first century, about 95 A.D. John was projected in vision to see the end time events surrounding Christ's return and the establishment of God's kingdom on earth. He saw the events leading up to the seventh trumpet in the prophetic time period known as the Day of the Lord. So John writes in Revelation 1 and verse 10, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet." This is not a day of the week, as some commentators wrongly teach. John writes here of the Lord's day, meaning the day of the Lord, mentioned in over 30 prophecies in the Bible. Later on in the program, we'll be offering you a free one-hour audio tape describing in more detail the prophetic day of the Lord. In Revelation chapter 5, we read about a scroll sealed with seven seals. John begins to cry when no one is worthy to open the scroll. But in verse 5 we read, "But one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals.'" The Lion of the tribe of Judah is Jesus Christ. He begins to open the scroll sealed with seven seals. We read the description of six of those seals in Revelation, the sixth chapter. The first four seals are known as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The first horse, the white horse and its rider, represent false religions, false Christs. Jesus himself points out the sequence of these end-time events in the Olivet Prophecy in Matthew 24. We've explained this convergence on previous programs. The second seal begins a horseman riding a red horse with the power to take peace from the earth. The third seal represents a rider on a black horse, representing a scarcity of food and resulting famine. The fourth seal shows a rider on a pale horse with a power over one-fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. That's in Revelation 6, verse 8. Jesus also spoke of the pestilence that normally follows a famine. The four horsemen will intensify their ride as we approach the day of the Lord. They are revealed in Revelation chapter 6 as Christ opens the first four seals. Now, what happens when the fifth seal is opened? Turn to Revelation 6 and verse 9. "When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held." Here is described the martyrdom of the saints, true Christians. In the first century, the emperor Nero violently persecuted Christians and put them to death. A major end-time persecution of saints also predicted by this fifth seal. Then Jesus opens the sixth seal, revealing the heavenly signs that will shock people all over the earth. Revelation 6 and verse 12. "I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place." Not only will asteroids and meteorites frighten people, but massive earthquakes will also shake the earth. As the Apostle John saw in vision, every mountain and island was moved out of its place. If you've ever experienced a strong earthquake, as many of us have here in California, you know how frightening earthquakes can be. Your knees and legs feel weak as water, even if you haven't been seriously injured. The heavenly signs introduce the day of the Lord, the time of God's wrath and judgment on an unthankful, rebellious world. Jesus Christ, the Lamb, will be wrathful. He'll execute God's righteous judgments. The day of the Lord here in Revelation 6, verses 16 and 17, is called the great day of His wrath. As we approach the fulfillment of these end-time prophecies, Many of you will live to see these awesome events that take place during the day of the Lord. You'll see the incredible events, or at least the effects of those events, as described in the book of Revelation. Many are wondering, are we nearing the end of the age? Will Jesus Christ return soon? Will the world end? You'll find the answers in our free one-hour audio tape entitled, The Day of the Lord. There's no cost or obligation. This audio tape will give you insights into the book of Revelation and understanding of its mysterious symbols. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape entitled, The Day of the Lord.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
In the first part of our program, we saw the prophetic events leading up to what the Bible calls the Day of the Lord, the year-long period called in Revelation 6, verses 16 and 17, the Great Day of His Wrath. The seventh seal lasts approximately 1 year and consists of seven trumpet plagues described in the 8th and 9th chapters of Revelation. Revelation 8, verse 1. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. As you read chapter 8, you'll notice that as the first four angels sound their trumpets, there is great ecological devastation all over the earth. There are earthquakes. Vast areas of vegetation are burned up. A third of all sea life dies. Water aquifers are poisoned. The heavens are darkened. The last three trumpet plagues are called woes. The word woe is an exclamation of grief. Revelation 8, verse 13. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound. The first woe, or the fifth trumpet plague, is described in chapter 9. The fifth angel sounds a trumpet that triggers a military action lasting 5 months. The Apostle John describes what he sees in the language and symbolism of his day. The second woe, or the sixth trumpet plague, pictures the horrendous results of a massive counterattack, Revelation 9, verse 12. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. An army of 200 million drives west across the Euphrates River and destroys one-third of the earth's population. Revelation 9 and verse 15. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. Out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. This phase of World War III will kill billions. Yes, the book of Revelation plainly reveals a future world war that will result in the deaths of one-third of all the people on earth. The seventh trumpet is also called the third woe. Why? Because it also signals the seven last plagues. This is an intense fulfillment of the day of God's wrath, the day of the Lord. Revelation 15, verse 1. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. You can read the description of these plagues in the 16th chapter of Revelation. They include plagues of painful sores on those who have worshipped the beast power and its image. They include even more poisonous rivers and seas, such that every living creature in the sea died, as it states in Revelation 16, verse 3. The sun becomes hotter, causing extreme heat waves that torment those who will not repent of their sins. Finally, the seventh trumpet announces good news to God's people, His faithful servants. As we read in Revelation 11, verse 15, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, 'The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever.'" How will earth's nations respond? Incredibly, these foolish nations will fight against Christ at His coming. Revelation 11, verse 18, "The nations were angry, and your wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth." The nations will fight, but will be totally defeated, so much so that their blood will rise like a river. You can see the results of God's wrath in Revelation 14, verses 19 and 20. Jesus Christ will come to save this earth from destruction and finally bring our planet peace and restoration for 1,000 years. We all look forward to hearing that seventh trumpet sound because it announces the coming kingdom of God on earth. Notice that the beast, the prophesied European superpower, or the resurrected Roman Empire, will move into the Middle East, and the kings of the East follow. But instead of fighting one another, they join ranks to fight against Christ. Read verse 16 of Revelation 16. "And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon." The name Armageddon comes from the Hebrew Har Magadon, which means the hill of Megiddo. Megiddo is located in modern Israel, about 55 miles north of Jerusalem. The hill, or Mount of Megiddo, overlooks the largest valley in Israel, the Plain of Esdraelon, or the Valley of Jezreel. In northern Israel, massive military power will gather on the Plain of Jezreel to fight against the commander of heaven's armies, Jesus Christ. Turn to Revelation, the 19th chapter, and verse 11. The Apostle John writes, "Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." John continues in Revelation 19, verse 19, "And I saw the beast, the prophesied military dictator, and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him," against Jesus, "who sat on the horse and against his army." Where will the battle take place? The prophet Joel tells us that this climactic battle will take place near Jerusalem. Joel 3 and verse 1. "For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there." The Valley of Jehoshaphat, or the Kidron Valley, is located between Jerusalem and the Mount of Olives. The world's armies will move southward from Megiddo to fight Jesus Christ at Jerusalem. The great climactic battle of all ages will decide whether the Creator God will prevail or whether puny humans will conquer God. foolish military leaders will quickly learn how powerless they are against the omnipotent divine power of God. How will they be punished? Listen to this graphic description in Zechariah, the 14th chapter, Zechariah 14 and verse 2. For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. Then verse 3. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. Notice the horrible punishment wrought on those rebellious evil armies. It's described in verse 12. And this shall be the plague with which the Eternal will strike all the people who fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets, and their tongue shall dissolve in their mouths. Jesus will totally conquer the greatest military combine ever assembled. He will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to bring this war-torn planet 1,000 years of peace. As it states in Zechariah 14, verse 9, And the Lord, the Eternal, shall be King over all the earth. All nations will then experience a total re-education process. They'll come up to Jerusalem, the capital of the kingdom of God, every year to worship the divine king. Zechariah 14, verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came up against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And those who are the faithful servants of Christ will receive their reward and inheritance, as it states in Revelation, the 20th chapter, and verse 4. They lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. That's good news I hope you yearn for, because it means peace on earth. It means righteousness and justice. It means healing and reconciliation. As we've seen earlier in the program, the theme of the book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, is the return of Jesus Christ and the end-time events leading up to the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. The Apostle John describes the events leading up to the seventh trumpet in the prophetic time period known as the Day of the Lord. You need to know more about that prophetic time period. To help you in your study of the Bible, I like to offer you our free one-hour audio tape entitled The Day of the Lord. This audio tape will give you the sequence of events and the significant signs you need to watch for. Just call or write for your free copy. There's no cost or obligation. This audio tape will give you insights into the book of Revelation and deeper understanding of its mysterious symbols. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape entitled The Day of the Lord.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
The gospel means good news, and the good news we all yearn for is a world at peace under the rulership of the King of Kings. As we pointed out before, the saints, faithful Christians, will be glorified and will rule with Christ as kings and priests on the earth. You can read about that in Revelation 5 and verse 10. Peoples all over the earth will learn the way of peace, love, and healing. But that's not all. After 1,000 years of the kingdom of God on earth, there'll be a great resurrection to judgment. It's called in Revelation 20 and verse 11, the great white throne judgment. Revelation 20 and verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. People who never had a true opportunity to hear the gospel or learn about the Savior of the world will finally have their chance. God is a fair God, and all the victims of suffering and injustice over the history of the world will be healed and blessed. But the incorrigibly wicked will meet their fate in a lake of fire that will cover the whole earth and purify it. Revelation 20 and verse 14. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. At that point in the plan of God, everyone will either be a glorified, immortalized child of God or burned up as ashes, as pointed out in Malachi 4 and verse 1. They will be dead for all eternity. Then notice the glorious future that God has in store for us. Revelation 21 and verse 1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. My friends, I hope you'll rejoice in that good news and pray daily, Thy kingdom come. Yes, there will be challenging days, months, and years ahead as we prepare for the return of Jesus Christ to this earth. Remember the description of Armageddon in Revelation, the 16th chapter? Finally, let's take a look at a very important warning. The Revelator, Jesus Christ, tells us in Revelation 16 and verse 15, Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. We need to be spiritually prepared, spiritually clothed and alert. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the exciting revelations of the Bible and where our world is headed. You need to watch world trends in the light of Bible prophecy. Be sure to call or write for the free audio tape we offered on today's program, The Day of the Lord. And be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
The informative audio cassette offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.